just a few minutes and help us understand the cycles of our transformation. You know, when you go into the book of Revelations, you see where that there are many cycles that the book of Revelations talks about. Really, the book of Revelations is only 4 or 5 chapters long, but it goes into church age cycle, and then a seals, then trumpets, then thunders, then plagues, and then new heaven, new earth. So we see those cycles, and we watch them come out across 2,000 years, but not very many people pay attention to these are cycles of transformation within you. And if we can understand that, we can see clearly that the church age cycles is the processes that we go through in life. And then the seals breaks open a cycle within the processes, which opens up the things within us, the Antichrist, so to speak, or the darkness and the light, or the Christ, and how that we battle within ourselves, in our carnal mind and in our spiritual mind, battling and thinking that we have we have to progress. And so it's a rite of the Christ and the Antichrist inside of us, and we are both. And then it moves into a cycle of trumpets, wherein these trumpets, of course, naturally speaking across the earth, we know they're to Israel, but they're personally within us also. And these trumpets are to us, for us to understand when it's time to move from one battle to another, and we cycle and we transformation ourselves, or we transform ourselves. And then the thunders are to the personal, of course, it's to the wife of Christ across the earth. But then on the other hand, it's a personal thing. These thunders are personal to us, and they are to wake us up. That's what the thunders do. When you hear the thunders, the lightning, things like that, it wakes you up. It makes you alert that something is happening, something is going on. That's what the thunders are for. They're to wake you up to what the seals have transformed you into by working through Christ and Antichrist. And it's to wake you up to what the trumpets have transformed you into in working with the personal spirit of yours within the inside. And then there are the plagues or the vials. And these plagues are for the purging of humanity. That's what it's for. And when we can understand that and see that, it's not so hard to understand these cycles within us, because the plagues remove from us or purge from us individually, purge from us the inappropriate, the insufficient, the not enough things that we don't care about and we don't want in our lives. The plagues are there to take care of those things and wash them out and purge them out of our lives. So you have the seals, which sets up the battle of the Antichrist and the Christ, or the carnal mind and the theophany mind, which working brings us to a spiritual mind. The trumpets deals with the inner man, the inner person, and kind of changes the battles for us or transforms us. And the thunders wake us up to what's going on inside of us and let us see these things. And then the plagues are the things that move in our lives to purge us of all of our issues and all of our inappropriate things and all those things that we have acquired or assessed in our transformation. Then you have a restoration cycle. And this restoration cycle, it kind of runs like this. And we've heard this a million times, but we think of it as worldwide. We don't think of it as an individual. Here to the individual, the restoration cycle runs through resurrection, change of the body, rapture, wedding supper, millennial reign, white throne judgment, new heaven, new earth. Now, we have always been taught, and you think worldwide, and we try to place these processes in a linear motion through the world, but think of them as individual things that are happening within you. Resurrection. When you catch something, you understand it, and you resurrect or you raise in your consciousness to a higher level, that's a resurrection. And after the resurrection, there comes a change of body. Body meaning me, Dom Parnell, a Tory. I begin to change. I change, I transform based on what I caught and understand and what resurrected me. I begin to change my body. I change my everything about myself to step up to the consciousness of the present resurrection I just went through. And then there's the change of body. Then there's the rapture. A rapture just meaning that you rise to a meeting in the air. That's what Paul called it. That's what many talked about. And you rise to a meeting in the air, air being the highest level of consciousness. Or a rapture just raises you up in consciousness. I'm not talking about natural air out here. It's the spirit. And it raises you up in your consciousness. So you resurrect, you change the body, you rapture, and you rise higher in consciousness. And then there is what you eat on, the wedding supper, what you married to, what you liked, what you resurrected to, what brought you to a greater consciousness and understanding is that wedding supper. And we eat on it, and as we eat on it, of course, with the wedding supper comes a tribulation period. The things that you eat, and you eat the whole book, and it makes you sweet in the mouth, but bitter in the belly. There comes forth a rapture and tribulation period. The tribulation period just being kind of trying to sort out what it is that you don't need in your life. And that's a tribulation period. It's a time when you're purging away things that are not needed, old things, old traditions, dogmas, creeds, all these things. You're purging it out of your life. Then comes a millennial reign. You've done that. You've resurrected. You've changed your body. You've raptured. You've ate the meeting. You've had your meeting in the air and raised your consciousness. You eat on the things that you caught and understand, and you enjoy it. Then comes a rest. You say, yes, this is good. I enjoy this. This is everything that I expected it to be. And then what happens? There comes a white throne judgment. And this white throne judgment, again, what it does is it accepts who you are, the white throne judgment, and it separates out things and it judges things and it moves things out of your life. You are in the white throne judgment cycle almost every day of your life, moving things out, taking care of things in this white throne judgment. And then after that, once you've purged all those things out, you come to a new way of life. One new person, one new man, one new woman, and you move through that process the whole time understanding who you are, what you are, and once you get through that cycle, you drop right back and you catch something else. You come through resurrection, change of body, rapture, eating what you caught, tribulation, kind of purging things out, millennial reign, just resting on it and saying, boy, this is good, this has changed my life, this has given me freedom. Then white throne judgment, accepting the sheep, accepting who you are, purging out everything else, and then you come to new heaven and new earth, and you lay back and you say, this is really good. And your whole, everything about you has changed. You have new heaven, new consciousness, new earth, the way your body is reacting and walking. And then what do? Drop right back through the cycle again. So you have that church age cycle, seals, trumpets, thunders, and plagues, and that's going on in you, and you keep dropping back and coming back through and working through those seals and trumpets and thunders and plagues. And then you have the resurrection cycle, which you are working through all the time. So you have simultaneous cycles. These are just two. There are so many that work in your life. But what I want to get you to do today for just a minute is stop thinking about it as it is a worldwide thing. All of that will take care of itself. You need to think about these things that are going on inside you. Work through these things. How do you change the world? One person at a time, you. You change yourself. You change your understanding. You walk through these cycles. You purge yourself. You move back through the cycles again. And you come all the way to new heaven and new earth. And then you move back through the cycles again. Doing this and understanding these things helps you, wakes you up. It's thunders for you. It's alerts. It's everything that gives you your life. Your prophet told you the thunders would wake you up. And that's what is going on. We're talking about these cycles or thunders or things in our life that wake us up as an individual and keep carrying us time and time and time and time again in a rotational cycle or a spiral all the time. And each time you come back through, you come out of the end of it with something greater, with more understanding, with more rest, with more new heaven, new earth, with one new person that understands more than it ever understood before. This is the greatest thing that we can think of, is the cycles of our transformation. Stop worrying about the cycles of the earth and all those things out there. Pay attention to your individual cycle. Love, bless.